This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The Obama administration continues their war against the states.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I am confident that the High Court will uphold Arizona's constitutional authority and obligation to protect the safety and the welfare of its citizens. It's about the fundamental principles of federalism under which every state has a right to defend its people.
If they come back and say that a local law enforcement officer is not entitled to enforce the law, we're headed for disaster. I
remembered each flash. Eric Holder is the chief law enforcement officer in the United States, and he now is talking about the Fast and Furious in denial. I didn't know about it. I didn't read the memo. It's a habit of Eric Holder. If you recall last year when he was before our committee, he talked about how bad and unconstitutional the Arizona immigration law was, and he hadn't even read the law. So give me reason
to prove me wrong, to watch this melody. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The fact of the matter is that our border is not secure. We still are the recipients of the drug cartels and the crime that's taking place, and they have the ability to secure that border, and we are not going to be satisfied until it's done.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad yesterday was on Fox News again talking about another issue and a broader theme, and that's what I want to take your phone calls about, which is Obama and Holder, and I guess you'd say this whole administration, versus the states. Anytime the states have tried to do anything, whether it's to protect its own citizens in Arizona, whether it's challenging the health care law, I mean, it literally is the federal government versus the states in these issues of federalism. Now, sometimes it's the states on the offensive against health care, but in this case involving, of course, Arizona's law to protect its citizens, which is not the only state that has it. You've got it in Indiana, Utah, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama. Other states are looking at enacting similar laws. Texas is, you know, watching this very closely as well, because for them to implement it, of course, in a much bigger state population-wise, costs more money. Now we're going to see where the Supreme Court comes down on what states can do to protect their citizens when you've got really, you really do have wars going on in the country next door. You know, sometimes we forget how bad things have gotten in Mexico. So I want to talk to you about that broader theme. Now with the Department of Justice going after states for their voter ID laws, you know, there's states that want to require and some that do to have photo IDs. I'm not sure if, you know, you're even familiar with that issue, because I'm sure most of the time when you go and vote, you have your ID with you, whether it's your driver's license. And you may, though, if you think about it, you may not have been asked before to see it. Sometimes they ask for your name and your address. You know, I remember the last time I voted in person. In Virginia, actually, that was the a display. It wasn't necessarily to show a photo ID of yourself to prove who you are. Some states require that. It wouldn't really be a problem for me and for most of the people listening, but the Department of Justice thinks it's not unconstitutional when it comes to voting per se, but to the Civil Rights Act. So I want to talk to you about this. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Obama versus the states, Holder versus the states. And remember, they got Fast and Furious. It's running through Arizona at a time where now Arizona is not only trying to protect its own citizens, it has to defend itself all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court just to empower its law enforcement officials to do the same thing that federal law enforcement officials can do. If you want to sign the brief that we've got, standing with Arizona, 59 members of Congress, including four U.S. senators, members of Congress from Arizona on this brief as well, all you have to do is call our toll-free number. It's absolutely free to add your name to this brief. It's going to be at the U.S. Supreme Court, same time frame as Obamacare. We're going to find out about it before the election next summer, 877-989-2255. Call right now. Sign this brief. It's 877-989-2255, or sign it at aclj.org. Again, 877-989-2255.
The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Welcome back to Jay Seculo Live. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. A big GOP debate tonight as well. I wouldn't mind your opinion on that. There's a new poll out in Iowa that shows Mitt Romney in the lead. The Rasmussen poll, Newt Gingrich's poll numbers have been falling, and I think some of that due to the fact that he's not able to economically compete when it comes to advertising and some of the messaging that gets out there and the grassroots organizing. But I take your phone calls on that as well, because this is the last debate of 2011. It's the last debate before the Iowa caucus. And folks, you know, if Mitt Romney were to win the Iowa caucus, and I'm not even saying that he predicts to win it, but if he did, and you win New Hampshire, which is pretty unprecedented in GOP history in the past couple of cycles. Usually that's switch back and forth. You know, Huckabee won Iowa, McCain won New Hampshire, Bush won Iowa, McCain won New Hampshire in 2000 and in that primary. So it could be very interesting if you want to talk to us about that. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. But our focus has been, of course, the newest case heading to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think in a very unprecedented way. The Obamacare, we knew, a few weeks ago, that's going, and we're working on that aggressively, a five-and-a-half-hour, two-day oral argument. But now we've got Arizona's law, SB 1070, another very controversial case, regardless of what side of the issue you're on and where you come down. This is going to be one of the Supreme Court terms to watch when it comes to federalism. The power of the states, does the 10th Amendment mean anything? The police power, the ability to empower local law enforcement officials to do what federal officials can do but don't have the resources or the manpower to actually carry out, even though the laws are on the books. This is going to be a time where we have to really, I think, fight aggressively at the court. It's, of course, going to be politically charged. Why? Because there's an election right around the corner. So all these cases have implications, not only the most important thing, our law, and that can last for, decades, the ramifications for whether or not something like the individual mandate scheme in Obamacare, if that's constitutional. It's not just health care we're talking about anymore. It's whatever the Congress wants to do, federal government. They don't have to raise taxes anymore. They can do mandates and penalties instead. And it's going to be very interesting to watch. And take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air with us live. My dad was on Fox News yesterday, talking about another one of these issues involving Obama versus the states. This time, of course, Eric Holder, the attorney general, again threatening to bring lawsuits against states because of their voter ID law, saying it's a civil rights violation. Sounds very similar to what happened to Arizona. Before we get to that, I'm going to play some of that in just a few seconds. Before we do, let me encourage you, add your name to our brief going to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's absolutely free. You're standing with Arizona. And let me tell you, you don't have to be in Arizona. You don't have to be a border state to care about this law, because many states are looking at doing the same thing. Some already have. And if the Supreme Court says, okay, this is what you can do, that's going to open the door for other states, including your state, to look at these kind of laws. To do that, you call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to Roberta calling from Colorado on line one. Roberta, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, real quick, I won't keep you on the line. I'll hang up as soon as I ask the question.
No problem.
The possibilities of the Supreme Court holding up their telling us what their decision is until after the election.
Well, they have to come out with a decision. When you're talking about Obamacare or Arizona. Now, in Arizona, you've got only eight justices. Justice Kagan has recused herself because she was Solicitor General. So there, it can be a tie. It could be 4-4, and that means the lower court decision stands, and that would be against the law. The injunction stands, so the law doesn't go into force. So that's on the Arizona law. I'll move to Obamacare. The only way for them to kind of do what you're saying, Roberta, would be to go with this Anti-Injunction Act issue. Now, this means they would still issue an opinion. So there will be an opinion coming out this summer. But that could delay an opinion on the constitutionality of the law, including the mandate itself. Why? Some courts have used the Anti-Injunction Act to say that you really can't challenge this law until after the penalty goes into force. So the penalty if you don't purchase health insurance. And that is how they would delay a possible ruling on the constitutionality. Now, here's the and they, by the way, Roberta, have asked for briefing and oral arguments specifically on that issue alone, just on that issue. So we're going to have to, you know, that is a way and a window that some justices may see. What does it mean if they do that, Roberta? It means they would be considering basically the individual mandate to be a tax. And if they make that step, even that step, they really are opening the door for Congress to institute more mandates, more penalties, and, you know, make it that much more difficult for states and, you know, for people to fight back. So that would be the way they would kind of delay a you know, the kind of real opinion on the constitutionality of the mandate or the law in itself. And they've asked for briefing on it. But still, there would be an opinion out. And it would also give us an interpretation of how they see the mandate in a legal term of art. Is it a tax? So they view it that way. They could also say the Anti-Injunction Act just doesn't apply here at all. And or maybe the Anti-Injunction Act itself is unconstitutional. We'll have to wait and see. Folks, I hope you will take a stand on all these issues. You do so by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. Add your name to the brief. Be part of the team that takes a stand, whether, you know, this time defending Arizona. Four U.S. senators are on our brief, and another 55 members of Congress, including representatives from Arizona. You need to take a stand. It's about defending the rights of states. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Christian calling from Michigan on line 6. Christian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I was just wondering, I wanted a little clarification on what you were saying about the ID thing. Now, they're saying it's a violation of my civil rights if they ask for my ID to protect me from voter fraud?
Yes, that is what they're saying, Christian. They say they are looking at whether or not there's a violation of civil rights. Here's what they say. This is what they're going to do. This is the argument on the other side. They will say, well, if you look at who doesn't have voter ID, you know, who doesn't have these government IDs, you don't have to have a driver's license, by the way. You can get a photo ID from the federal government or from the state governments, too, and from your state without having to get a license. And what they're going to say is if your state requires a fee to get any kind of ID, so you have to pay for it. That can, you know, people who are in urban areas who don't need, you know, driver's licenses, who don't need cars, that applies more to them. You're disenfranchising them, and then they'll make the racial jump, which, well, this is actually targeting, you know, a group of citizens, so then the Civil Rights Act comes into play. I mean, that's their argument. But the Supreme Court has said before that these kind of voter ID laws enacted by each state, you know, are constitutional. But now you've got the Department of Justice wanting to reopen that. I mean, basically that's what's happening, Christians. You've got the DOJ coming back and saying, eh, no. Remember, and under Arizona's law, SB 1070, private actors can challenge it. You could challenge these laws. And that is happening in some states. But the Department of Justice made their own decision to challenge it as well, to say this is unconstitutional. And we, the federal government, believe it's unconstitutional. It's very different than just a few private citizens challenging it. So let me just give you real quick. The strict photo ID states, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin. Each state is a little different on how they may ask you. Some may not require photo ID, but they want you to show, what's your address. Others will say, all right, you don't have your ID with you. You can fill out the provisional ballot, and then we do the checks after. I mean, so there's a lot of leeway. So if you show up and they've got your address wrong at the voter place or your address is different from your ID, it doesn't prevent you from casting a vote. They just mean that they'll go back and check if need be. I will take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Some other states that have photo ID laws. Now, think about the breadth of, these are states all over the country. The strict ones, again, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. Other states that require photo ID, Alabama, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Louisiana, Michigan, South Dakota. I mean, this is all over the place. Christian was calling from Michigan. And again, to have some kind of ID, which means you can give them your address. You can at least verbally do something. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Kentucky, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia, Washington. This is not about trying to stop people from voting. We know that there are bad actors in politics who try to use laws that are more flexible or easier to abuse to get more people to vote multiple times, people who don't have citizenship, illegal people who are here without, even if you do have a green card, you don't get to vote in the United States. You have to be a citizen in the United States. You can even be here legally, and you're not allowed to cast a vote. So, again, folks, this is a huge issue. We'll take more of your phone calls on about it, 1-800-684-3110. We get back from the next break. But let me encourage you to call now and add your name to a brief, Standing Up with Arizona. Again, this is Obama versus the states. We want you to call and be a part of these briefs. These are historic. It's a historic time at the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think you want to be able to look back and say, I took a stand on this. We're offering you a very easy way to do so. It's absolutely free. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Call now, 877-989-2255. We'll take more of your phone calls. We're back.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court, a brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of those coming in. So let's go right to the phones. Jessica calling from Wisconsin on line 5. Jessica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi. I just want to say, even though I am not conservative, I do have conservative values as far as family, pro-life and all of that. But okay. I truly feel that the voter ID situation is strictly voter suppression.
So why is it suppression to ask people, you know, to prove who they are? I mean, before they cast a federal vote. I mean, it's a crime to do so if you don't, you know, if you're lying. But it makes it pretty tough for states to track that down if they can't even check to know for in the beginning. And Jessica, you live in a state that has voter ID law, photo ID law as well. Have you had any problems in Wisconsin voting?
Right. Well, there has been, as far as I know.
Have you had any problems?
We have not had any major problems at all. But
and you have one of the strictest laws in the country. You are in the realm of what would be under the Department of Justice looking at, because you supposedly are the worst in their mind. You are the strict state. And you know, I understand the concerns you may have, but you have to understand the safeguards, Jessica. I mean, they don't just say, okay, you can't cast a vote anymore. There are provisional ballots. There are ways they can go about looking for up your address, billing statements. I mean, each state's different, and it's not the responsibility, you know, that's the responsibility of the voter. It's pretty easy to get that information now, especially when you're coming up to a presidential election. But that's the point, is that, you know, the idea you can debate, but then you ask people, do they really have a problem? And see, that's where I think I have the problem, Jessica, is that you can talk talking points. But if you're not having a problem with it in your state, and they're saying your state's the worst, why is that a bad law?
I think it's a bad. I think it's a manipulative law. I think.
But you don't think it's been manipulated in Wisconsin?
Because of what's going on, the 2012 election, we know, and I'm sure you know, as a conservative, know that all of this is going on strictly because of what.
But these laws are already in place. This is actually the Department of Justice trying to stop these laws, which Wisconsin already had, Jessica, before the next election. So I think the politics is on the other side of the issue. These laws are not brand new. I mean, some states are enacting new laws, but other states have had these laws for decades. And now, right before the 2012 election, it's the Obama team challenging the laws. I mean, so you could talk about the political side of it. Thank you for your phone call, Jessica. I think, you know, it's a discussion you could have. Each state is different. You can look at different state laws, but I think the timing is much more suspicious because of who it's coming from on the other side of the issue. You know, it's interesting. My dad was on Fox News yesterday, and when he was on Fox News yesterday, the other guy he was on with, who's comes from the left side of politics, basically said, I'd be okay, though, with you know, fingerprints. I mean, you should watch this video online at aclj.org, because that, I think, would probably be tougher, honestly, because then you have this registry of fingerprints where, you know, you really only do that if you've got state, you know, if you've been in court, or, you know, you get a driver's license. But then that brings a whole host of other issues, you know. I mean, I get the idea that once they have the fingerprints, it's a little bit easier. But certainly every state doesn't have fingerprints on every citizen. So I think that's even tougher. But yet the left would agree with that. Why? Because they know it probably wouldn't. It'd probably be tougher to uphold in court for any state that tried to enact it. Let's get back to the phone calls. William calling from Georgia on line 4. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Gapno, how you guys doing? Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call. I want to say is that, you know, it's, I find it, like you said on yesterday, I find it mighty funny that the Obama administration would go through so much trouble to support things that would actually cover up their reputation. You know, they feel like their reputation is on the line. But when it came to something like Vengenek, border security guy that got killed because of that flawed
Yeah. And listen, I mean, William, when we get back to – that's Brian Terry. When we get back to the situation involving Arizona, SB 1070, I mean, you're talking about a state that the federal government was running Fast and Furious through. I mean, this is where the program, this is where the guns were being sold. This is where the DEA was running the money to the straw purchasers, the straw man purchasers, who were then getting them to the drug cartels, all under the guidance of the federal government. And people are getting killed, an Arizona citizen and also a federal Border Patrol agent killed with AK-47s purchased by us. Purchased with our taxpayer revenue, our taxpayer dollars, that the federal government gets into the hands of these folks. And listen, Arizona wants to secure, provide another level of security by having its local and state law enforcement officials be able to, after training, carry out the same laws that the federal government has. Folks, just think about this for a moment. I mean, think about the ramifications this has the idea that even when the federal government's making it worse in your state, even when the federal government admits to Congress that they don't have the resources to secure the border, that your state can do nothing about it. I mean, that's what the Department of Justice is saying. Too bad. You'll have to wait for us to do something. And that's why Arizona's taking a stand. It's why we are on the side of Arizona, standing with them on their law, SB 1070. The Supreme Court will hear the case. We will have an opinion before the next election. We'll have the opinion this summer. And we want you to be part of the brief. We want you to sign the brief, just like Obamacare. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to the brief. Going to U.S. Supreme Court. Their oral arguments are set. Arizona versus the United States. Will you take a stand? 877-989-2255. Let me encourage you as well. We'll get to more phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And on my show, the Jordan Seculo Show, we're going to continue to take phone calls today. So even if you don't make it on Jay Seculo Live, keep calling. We're live on the Jordan Seculo Show. You'll be on the air. We're on Sirius XM and channels across the country. And starting in the new year, we're expanding the Jordan Seculo Show to be taking your phone calls. So again, keep calling for the next 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes. You can be on the air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Chris calling from Arizona online, too. That's an important state to take a call from. Chris, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I am totally for a voter registration card, ID. What's wrong with proving who I am? I mean, what are these people afraid of?
I think what they're afraid of, Chris, and though you don't want to accuse people of committing federal crimes, but they're afraid of the inability to manipulate voter turnout. So if you could just go down a street and say, everybody go vote, and you don't have to worry about, they're not going to really check your ID, so don't worry about it, and you can just give them your address, and then everything will be fine. You can manipulate results, and certainly if there's no law on the books that requires people to have the ID, you don't even have to tell people that they're violating the law as some kind of, get-out-the-vote organizer. ACORN, think about it, folks, taking advantage of these laws that are more flexible. But 31 states have some kind of identification law. You have to prove something, whether some are photo IDs. Chris, in your state in Arizona, you've got to show some kind of address for, something. You can always fill out a provisional ballot if they've got your information wrong. And if you feel like you're losing your vote, you can go about that a certain way. But let me tell you something. The people who are knowingly organizing groups of people, they're not going after the fact to say, please, look up this address or let's correct the problem. No, they're just trying to see how many votes they can get by the system. Systems aren't perfect, voting systems, even with the electronic systems. The registries aren't perfect. We're going to keep talking about it in just a minute when we come back on the Jordan Seculo Show. Stay on the line and call us, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your phone calls. And as always, we encourage you, stand with Arizona here, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name, stand with Arizona, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.